The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Radio Southland News.
Kia ora, I'm Bailey, and welcome to Radio Southland's Community News. The William Hodges Fellowship Exhibition is running till June 25th on Level 1 of Invercargill Central. Access to the exhibition space is via the ground floor elevator opposite Amazon, or near the entrance to Farmers by the Level 1 car park area. This year's exhibition is a partnership between He Wakatūia, Invercargill Central Limited, Southland Museum and Art Gallery, SIT and the Southland Art Foundation. The Art Attic Gallery has a busy June lineup. There's Wise Woman with Thrive and Light on June 21st, starting at 5:45pm. Ticketing and more information can be found on their Facebook page. South Alive is hosting their free craft swap on tomorrow from 11:30am to 12:30pm. Bring your unwanted fabric, haberdashery, buttons and all other crafting supplies down to 262 Ness Street. South Alive and APM are hosting an exciting Builder CV workshop for those rangatahi that are looking to step into employment. If you want to learn how to create a CV and a cover letter, or just build confidence around that space, join them at the Pod, 262 Ness Street on Thursday, June 15th, from 4 till 5:30pm, like Kai provided. Men's Health Awareness Evening is coming to Southland on Friday, June 16th at 8pm at the Invercargill Workingmen's Club in the North Room. And tickets are $40 per person or $400 for a table of 12. Raffles and light supper provided with bar purchases available. Book now at iticket.co.nz. Waste-free Wanda is in Lumsden this month, bringing fun for the whole family and a great chance to work with Wanda on a waste-free world. She'll be at the Lumsden Memorial Hall on Friday, June 16th at 5:30pm. For entry information and to learn more, go to wastefreewander.com. The City of Invercargill Highland Pipe Band is excited to bring the popular Pipe and Hot back to the Civic Theatre on Friday, June 16th. Tickets can be purchased through ticketek.co.nz. Join the amazing Jackie as she goes prima diva at the Scottish Hall on Friday, June 16th, singing iconic songs with a tender soul. Get tickets now at ticketek.co.nz. Great South and Invercargill City Council, in partnership with Arts Murihiku, are bringing Night of the Arts to Invercargill CBD, featuring art experiences, live performances and installations for all ages, on June 30th and open from 3 till 11pm with free entry. It's nearly that time of year when the IRT Kids Zone Festival returns to Southland Girls High School on Monday, July 5th, for a week of fun for all ages, jam-packed with hundreds of hands-on activities. Kids Zone is always a great boredom buster for the school holidays, so check out their website, irtkidszone.co.nz, for tickets and information. Invercargill Musical Theatre presents the SBS Bank Season of Jersey Boys, taking you behind the scenes and music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Opening night is July 7th and running until July 22nd. Book now at ticketek.co.nz. The Fiordland Art Society and Te Ano Waitangi Charitable Trust welcome you to join them at the Matariki Multimedia Art Exhibition at the Arts Hub Te Ano, with the exhibition running from July 10th to 23rd. For more information, check out teanowaitangiday.co.nz and click on the Matariki tab. The Spectacular Matariki at Queen's Park Invercargill is on Friday, July 14th, with spectacular displays, food trucks and the usual winter chill. Head over between 6 to 9pm with your winter warmers on for a night under the stars. Winton RSA is hosting Christmas in July, the mid-year pop-up market with a range of local products from small local businesses, on July 22nd at the Winton RSA, 186 Great North Road, Winton, open from 9:30am to 12:30pm. MLT Hokanui Fashion Design Awards, a competitive platform for all amateur fashion designers to showcase their designs, is coming for a two-day event on July 28th to 29th at the Goa Town and Country Club, 2 Bury Street, Goa. Tickets go on sale Wednesday, July 5th. Murahuku Polyfest is Miharu's annual week-long cultural festival starting August 21st to 25th, with over 600 performers taking to the stage to display their hard work. It's open Monday to Friday all week, 9:30am to 3pm with a gold coin entry. Mum's the Word, directed by Anya Bowman, is the next production from Invercargill Repertory on stage at their Rep House from August 23rd to 26th. Tickets are on sale now at nz.patronbase.com. Age Concern needs more volunteer visitors to visit older isolated people in the community. How about visiting an older person in their home and going for a walk together, or perhaps just having a cuppa and a catch-up? If you have just one spare hour a week, this is all they ask to help someone in need of company. Contact Chris at Age Concern on 218 6351. Te Loa Matauda Valley hosts a music night on the second Wednesday of every month, starting at 7:30pm at the Matauda RSA. It's $5 to enjoy the night, and bringing along a plate of food to share is encouraged. Do you have time to spare and a great reading voice? The Telephone Information Service for the Blind needs people for daily or weekly readings from the newspaper, done from home. Contact the Blind Foundation on 218 3927. Anyone interested in joining the Fovo Pearls Leisure Marching Group, please contact Diane Blair on 216 4962. If you have any queries about the information I've talked about, please contact the organisations involved. And if you need to double-check phone numbers or email addresses I've mentioned, please go to radiosouthland.org.nz and click on the Contact Us tab for a text version of today's community news.
And now a rundown of regular events and services in our province. Invercargill Park Run is a free, weekly, timed 5km event held every Saturday from 9am at Queen's Park. Meet at the Cricket Pavilion car park and walk, jog, run or volunteer. Everyone is welcome. Head to their Facebook page for all of the details. On Sundays from 9:30 until 1:30, the Southern Farmers Market is open at the old railway station. Look out for the market sign. You'll be able to enjoy foods, arts, crafts and produce in this popular market setting. It's great to sit down and have lunch with a whānau. The Loss and Grief Centre's Invercargill Drop-In Centre is open Monday to Friday from 10am until 4pm. You can also call or text 027 443 87 88. You can email lossandgriefcentre@gmail.com or send them a message. The centre also provides services in Winton, Gore, Motara and Tayano. Visit their website lossandgriefcentre.com for more information. Do you binge eat, purge, starve or compulsively exercise? Wherever you are, whatever your problem with food, Addictive Eaters Anonymous can help. Visit aeinfo.org to find out more about Addictive Eaters Anonymous. Learning Differences Aotearoa are available to help if you or your child has a learning difference and needs some support. Call or text Chris on 027 201 6951 or email support@learningdifferences.org.nz. Hearing Southland and their associated clinics in Leet Street are open and taking bookings by phone 214 9154. If you're elderly and need social support, access to help with meals or care services, support is available from Age Concern. Meals are available to pick up and exercise classes are on. You're welcome to make an appointment to talk to someone, just please wear a mask when you come in. They can also come to visit you. Call them on 218 6351 or visit ageconcern.org.nz. And if you have concerns about a senior's safety, call the Elder Abuse Helpline for advice on 0800 326 6865. Jubilee Budgeting Services are available online or by phone. Call 0800 Jubilee or text 027 Jubilee. You can go to their Facebook page for more information on what help they can provide, and appointments are able to be made to get advice over the phone. Or you can come into the office and meet in person. The Southland Community Law Centre in the Kewon Don Building, Don Street, are available to help. Phone ahead to make an appointment on 0800 55 0800. Their hours are 9 to 4 Monday to Thursday and 9 till 12:30 on Fridays. They also offer outreach services in Gore and Fieldland. The Invercargill Public Library is open from 9 till 6 weekdays and 10 till 4 weekends. The Bluff Library is open Monday to Friday from 9am till 5pm and Saturdays from 10 till 1. The archives in Invercargill are open, but please call ahead to book 2111 1573. Please return all books, though, through the slots, and remember, my book bag is still available for free contactless book delivery. Go to ilibrary.co.nz/mybookbag. Southland District Council area offices and libraries are open. Travelling library options are also available with the mobile book bus, and have you checked out their digital library options? To find out more, go to southlanddc.govt.nz and click on Libraries, or call them on 0800 732 542. Te Hekoi Museum in Riverton is open every day from 10 till 4. Call them for more information on 234 8260 or visit their Facebook page. The Thornbury Vintage Tractor Club focuses on Southland's rural heritage and local history. With an extensive collection of vintage farm machinery, this is a great Sunday drive. It's at 61 Foster Road, Thornbury, and is open on Sundays from 1:30 until 4:30. Entry is $5. You can also call Fraser on 021 0385 196 to arrange a time to visit. The Otanto Gallery is open Tuesday to Sunday from 10 till 5. They're at 110 Main Street, Otanto, and have a stunning collection of arts and crafts and are part of the Western Southland Arts Trail. Check out their Facebook page or phone 225 8638 for more information. Entry's free. The Southland Fire Museum is open Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays from 11 till 4 and can also open for group bookings. Call Les on 027 254 6464. It's on the corner of Jed and Space Streets. Entries by gold coin donation. Hawakatuia on the corner of Don and Kelvin Streets is open from 10 till 5 Monday to Friday and 11 till 2:30 on the weekends. This combined art and museum space is proud to celebrate everything Murahiku. Have a visit and explore their immersive exhibitions and take the kids. Entry's free. The Awadua Communications Museum is open Sundays 1 till 4. Take a unique step into this part of our history and view their collection of local and national communications memorabilia and enjoy the interactive exhibitions. Entries cash only, $6 for adults, $3 for children. The Bluff Maritime Museum is open Monday to Friday from 10 till 4:30 and 12:30 till 4:30 weekends. They have lots of fascinating history to view, including fishing and sealing memorabilia, tours of an oyster boat, and information about this earliest European settled community, including shipwrecks on the challenging southern waters. Admission for adults is $5 and it's $1 for children. And the Eastern Southland Gallery is open from 10 till 4:30 weekdays and 1 till 4pm weekends. For more information on the gallery and their exhibitions, www.esgallery.co.nz is the website. If you're a community organisation or are hosting an event, do get in touch with us. Call 218 98 91, email admin@radiosouthland.org.nz or go to the Contact Us form on our website. That's Radio Southland's Community News. A podcast of this news is available from radiosouthland.org.nz. Ka kite ana.
Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.